If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Fight back now.
Okay, but now let's connect to Joe and talk about monarch butterflies.
Well, hold on. It's my show. Just sit there and look pretty. Say it. Say fight back now.
Fight back now. Or, fight back now.
I think that's more.
I don't. Fight back now.
All right. So we got channeling our inner Joe Hogel.
Yeah.
From 219. Mm-hmm. You go to Indiana.
Absolutely.
You got a shop opening up Mishawaka coming up.
Yes, our 14th location.
Mishawaka.
It snows in Mishawaka through like June. Like in that
that
whole low-lying area. Like you go to South Bend, mm-hmm. It could be sunny and 40, and then bam, you go through there.
Hey, David lived in Indiana for a while.
I know. I speak.
I knew you knew.
I used to go to South Bend all the time. Is there anything that can be sprayed? Is there anything that can be sprayed for pests that will not hurt monarch butterflies, caterpillars, and eggs, which was Joe's favorite butterfly?
Yes, this answer is dedicated to Joe Hogel. He loved raising butterflies, and he was a customer of ours, but all of our services are safe for kids, pets, and pollinators, especially our beloved monarch butterfly, which has been on and off of the endangered list. The reason is because, well, not only when you hire a professional, we assess every situation like it's its own unique thing, but we take those things into consideration. It's not about the chemical when we do a service. It's about restoring a balance between the humans that live on the property and nature around it. So, but especially if you're dealing with mosquitoes or ants or mice, like these are very tailored services that target breeding zones of that specific species. We're not going to be broadcast spraying your garden.
Bunch of poison.
No, that's not how it is anymore.
Well, you didn't know that Stephen A. Leahy is a pollinator. And that's why he uses your service.
On the weekends, right?
Because it's safe for me.
It's safe for Steve. Because he has been known. He only needs, as we've already documented, the size of a thimble to reproduce.
And it's true.
And that's probably what it is, because he's a pollinator inside of a thimble.
No, there's no other thing that we take more seriously than, you know, taking care of the creatures in our yards that we do not want to hurt or disturb.
Great segue to your new book.
Well, Stephen. Now would be the time also we should get milkweed. Before the monarch butterfly.
Yes, again, support our native flora and fauna.
Yeah.
Because that's what the monarch butterfly eats.
The caterpillar eats that.
The caterpillar.
And Joe would always say, he'd always encourage me, did you get your milkweed?
Yep.
Did you get your milkweed? So we did get some milkweed in my yard for that purpose.
I love it. So.
Well, thank you for bringing up good memories.
Yeah.
You have a new book out.
I do. Well, I want to talk about, and I'll talk about the book in just a second. I talked about one of my new books a couple months ago called 1099 Reporting, A Professional Guide. And that's really was geared towards more tax professionals. But I've been on the radio for a long time trying to help people with tax issues. If you owe the IRS money or if you run a business, everybody has a tax issue, right? Because taxes are like, they're like your partner, right? The IRS is your partner. They're getting a third of your business.
Like it or not.
A third of your money,
like
generally.
It or not.
And so I try to help as many people as I can. And with technology, you don't really need a lawyer all the time. Now, I'm not trying to get myself out of business, because there are some people need me. But maybe with technology, maybe you don't. Right. And so we should try to use that to try to help as many people as we can. And so I came out with that book, 1099 Reporting. I have a new book out. It's called Fight Back Now. Figure that out, Dave.
Right.
How do you think I came up with that?
Well, it was our drives in and our talking about what would be an effective name for a new book.
You're welcome. Fight Back Now, Freedom Through Preparation. Mm. Okay. So I wrote a book. I put it out like 2010. 2011, it was called Deal With Your IRS Problem Today. And I was going to rewrite that book. I thought, you know, I know so much more now than I did then. And so let's write a new book. And yep. I used a lot of my blog posts that I have written over the years. And we created this book, Fight Back Now, Freedom Through Preparation. And so we have that book available to try to tell you how it all works. And I also have a new software package that we're coming out to help people. As I said, sometimes you can use technology to lighten the load. And it's called the Freedom Command Center. And you can go there and and put your data in to help you, and then we walk you through what the IRS is looking from you. You know, what kind of information does it take to get a good deal with the IRS? Hmm. And so we're using our technology to help people come up with that number with the IRS.
Do they have to be part of your internal site, you know, your club, whatever your...
We do have a membership club.
Membership club.
And it's going to be, there's going to be a fee, but it's going to be reasonable. I haven't come up with it yet.
$12.99?
We have not. It's going to be something like that.
Okay.
So we have not yet come up with a launch date. It's being developed as we speak.
Okay.
But that's my goal, right, is to reach as many people as we can to help them. If you run a business, you know, as I mentioned, the IRS is in your business all the time. It's not just March or April or what a lot of people do, September or October, because sure. They ask for extensions,
yep.
Right? So if you're running a business and then, again, the three things you have to do, right? You have to fix the IRS problem that you have now. You have to make sure that you have the right corporation or entity setup structure. You have to keep good records.
Mm-hmm.
If you do those three things, now you can do the fourth thing, which is try to save money on your taxes, tax planning.
And a fifth thing.
The fifth thing is compliance.
Sixth thing, sleep easy at night.
That's absolutely true.
Yes.
You know, I always say my clients, they ignore their tax problem all day, but they can't stop thinking about it all night.
Right. Phone number.
312-664-6649. If you're interested in the book, go to fightbacknow.com, get on my my daily email, and we'll be talking about it and pushing it on there and letting you know when it's going to be released. The book is going to be for free.
Okay. And it's a very handsome book that you showed me all the way down. He was reading it down after I learned about...
I know. You'd like to hear it. You like my voice.
Yeah. I had my stereo up to 14, and it only goes to 10. All right. Phone number one more time.
312-664-6649. You own a business. You have a tax question. Call me. Happy to answer it.